1-855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. You can actually control the content of the site by submitting show prep. And show prep can be whatever you think is interesting on the web. Maybe a YouTube video that you liked. It doesn't have to be serious. It could be something funny. Whatever you think our listeners would enjoy, you can submit over at freetalklive.com, and you can then vote on what you like and dislike. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. In fact, I think the top story there is this clip from, apparently Barack Obama has made a statement that he is the like the fourth greatest president in all of America's history.
Wow, really?
He's a really humble guy.
Yeah, that's a bold statement to make.
But he's not the only national politician who is in the headlines today. Of course, Kim Jong-il passing away. When that actually occurred, I'm not sure. I don't know. You know, you can't trust these dictatorial regimes to be honest as to when their great dear leaders actually ended up dying, but it has been confirmed that he's dead, and this is audio from North Korea. You've got just lines and lines of men in suits here that are crying, and women. There's young women here as well, but they're all wearing the same uniform, probably some sort of a school. And they're all out there mourning, out in the cold, what looks like some pretty bitter cold, mourning the passing of their dear leader, Kim Jong-il.
Sure. From what I understand, I don't know too much about Kim Jong-il, and I imagine it's not that easy, too, because they only release so much information to the public. But from what I do understand about him is that he sort of built himself up to be a leader on par with a god in his country, you know, and like everything that the North Koreans had was thanks to him and his will and his greatness.
Right, and he is the one who is protecting them from the great Satan of, or whatever they call the U.S. over there, because the U.S. is kind of built up as being the, you know, the world's great threat, which is, you know, to some extent true.
Sure.
But there's a lot that happens over there. For instance, I saw a documentary, and the documentaries about North Korea are fascinating. But one of the documentaries that I saw was talking about how at nighttime they don't really exactly have reliable power in North Korea. So, you know, you might just lose power at your house if you live in North Korea, you know, on a nightly basis. And the explanation, the state-sponsored explanation, because everything is state-run over there, I mean, there's no media outside of state media. So the state media reports that it was the U.S. that is, you know, the U.S. is attacking their power grid, and that, you know, it's all that Kim Jong-il and the North Korean army can do to, you know, to battle them off, and, you know, we've got to divert our power away from, you know, your homes so we can fight the U.S. horde. You know, that sort of thing. So wow. There's all kinds of just out-and-out lies that these people are told, and, you know, they're brought into this palace that is just stuffed full of just very, very expensive gifts that allegedly the North Korean government or Kim Jong-il has received from, like, diplomats from other countries. Mm-hmm. Just this very, very lavish kind of place. And this is one of the kind of tourist attractions for people around North Korea. In fact, I think they even take kids there on their field trips. So, like, part of growing up in North Korea is learning about Kim Jong-il and learning about how important he is.
Why would they take them there to sort of rub it in or to just reiterate?
To show how important he is.
How much power he has, really.
Right, look at all of these gifts, these lavish gifts that have been just, you know, bestowed upon him for his greatness.
Right.
I mean, so it's just constant, constant propaganda about this man. And now he's dead, and his son is expected to be the new dear leader. His son is named Kim Jong-un, and I presume I'm pronouncing that right. It's E-U-N, and he is the youngest son of the mercurial and enigmatic North Korean dictator, according to WashingtonPost.com. He's trailed behind his famous father, slowly being groomed as successor, despite signs the country was not fully unified behind him. Less than 1 year ago, the Post Chico Harlan wrote of Kim Jong-un as follows. Quote, he has been the object of far less official attention in the country he's soon likely to rule. The state newspaper does not sing his praises. His face does not yet appear on stamps, pins, book covers, or buildings. And during staged public appearances, his father, Kim Jong-il, does the talking while Kim Jong-un stays in the background, unquote. So suggesting that perhaps, you know, this young man maybe hasn't been built up as well as he could have been in the minds of the North Korean people. And you have to wonder about that. I mean, if they haven't approached it in the right manner with propagating, you know, this guy amongst their population, well, how will they respond? How will a people that is just so brainwashed and controlled? I mean, if you think Americans can be bad in their ignorance, just you can't even fathom North Korea. I mean, these people, it's like living in 1950 if you're over there, as far as like the level of tech that they have. And
sure,
it's just really, it's a creepy place. But how will they, you know, will they respond? Will they just simply take him on simply because he is the son of Kim Jong-il?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there have been cases in the past where, in monarchies mostly, where the next king takes over and he's just incompetent, and the people are left with this, you know, boob as a leader.
Right, and this guy is in his early 20s, not to say that, you know, how much leading is he doing anyway?
Wasn't Ramses like 8 years old when he took the throne of Egypt?
Could be.
Or something like that.
The baby-faced man, and he is a young-looking 20-something. He's very chubby, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
The baby-faced man found himself as the heir apparent after Kim Jong-il's stroke in 2008. Many questioned if the young man could engender the same loyalty as his father and his grandfather, Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea. But Kim Il-sung, 60% really loved him, according to a retired professor of Korean literature at China's Peking University. A former classmate of Kim Jong-il's told one of the interviewers in January, said that 60% loved Grandpa Kim,
mm-hmm.
and then 40% loved Kim Jong-il, he says. They truly honored the first Kim Il-sung like a leader. That fell to 40% with Kim Jong-il, and with Kim Jong-un, it's 0%. I mean, that's according to, again, a professor at a Chinese university. During the past year, though, Kim Jong-un grew in prominence and in favor with his countrymen. Reuters reported his slicked-back, high-sided haircut is a fashion hit in Pyongyang, where young men are lining up for a similar cut. Kim supposedly looks like his late grandfather, a similarity a North Korea propaganda machine has played up. North Korea tightly controls the information it releases, and little is known about the plump young man, now in his late 20s. Apparently, he studied for a time in Switzerland at a German-speaking high school in a suburb of Swiss capital Bern. Former classmates remember a shy but determined boy obsessed with American basketball and expensive sports shoes. They say he spoke passable German and made some local friends, but was monitored closely by staff from the North Korean embassy in Bern. And I can imagine that's the case. If you ever watch one of these documentaries about North Korea, if they let a journalist into their country, they are almost constantly on watch. I mean, there's somebody there who is accompanying that person at almost all times. I mean, if you're in the hotel at night, they're not sleeping with you in the same room, but they have you on a special floor on a hotel that is designed especially for journalists. It's surrounded by a moat on four sides, and, you know, you can't leave that hotel right. until they're ready to take you out on the next day's tour.
Sure.
So they imagine the same thing for Kim Jong-un when he's going out of the country. They're likely wanting to protect him as much as they possibly can,
right,
from any
sort of
European influence.
Yeah, shelter him from these capitalistic ideas.
North Korea already battling food shortages and a shaky economy may not be ready for Kim Jong-un as the new leader. As New York Times' Nick Kristof wrote on Twitter, the last transition in North Korea was a dangerous time. As Kim Jong-il tried to show his mettle, we should be wary this time, too, according to the New York Times. So there's a little bit of information about this mysterious young chap who will be taking the reins of power in one of the most mysterious countries in the world, North Korea. Just it's an incredible place. I've got a few different documentaries on my to watch list about North Korea, and it makes me want to put them to the top of the list because it's just a fascinating and crazy place. If you've ever been, we'd love to hear from you. It's probably very unlikely that you have. 855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has it been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment, you can click and download as many as you'd like, going all the way back to late 2006. Once again, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Liberty Forum coming up February 23rd through the 26th, Thursday through a Sunday, and lots of great reasons to come up to Nashua, New Hampshire at the Crown Plaza Hotel to join us for the Liberty Forum. And I say join us because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum, but the real reason to come up is because you're going to be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented folks who are going to be enjoying themselves on a weekend at a nice hotel in Nashua, right in the middle of winter in New Hampshire. So it's a great excuse to come up and experience the community of activists that we have up here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-oriented folks all converging to the same physical geographic location in order to be active for liberty. You'll also get to see some, you know, big name speakers, people like Peter Schiff, who will be one of the keynote speeches, also John Lott from More Guns, Less Crime, Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center, and others. You can go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum to learn more about the event, get details on the hotel, and get signed up, of course. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use our discount code, which is FTL2012. That's FTL2012 to save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. All right, so once again, our number here, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want to. There's a lot, lot in the news here today. It's almost difficult to figure out which ones to talk about. But I saw this piece over at rawstory.com, and it was just one of those perfect stories that just needs to be told. And it's about yet another one of these Republican I know how your family should behave kind of people, these shove my social values down your throat sorts of people, who has, well, he's been outed as a gay man. So, by the way, joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
The story from rawstory.com, a Republican mayor in Mississippi admitted this week that he was gay after an audit revealed that he spent taxpayer money at a gay adult store in Canada. Greg Davis was elected as mayor of South Haven in 1997 on a platform of conservative family values, but he says he recently realized that he was gay. He says, at this point in my life and in my career, while I have tried to maintain separation between my personal and public life, it's obvious that this can no longer remain the case. Apparently, it's because he used a government credit card at a porn store and probably got a
good decision.
Yeah, I got a little sloppy there. While I have performed my job as mayor, in my opinion, in a very conservative, or as a very conservative, progressive individual, so he's conservative and progressive.
Wow, yeah. He's all over the map.
And still continue to be a conservative individual, I think that it's important that I discuss the struggles I have had over the last few years when I came to the realization that I am gay, he added. Davis claimed he's already paid $96,000 of the more than $170,000 in expenses that state officials allege he improperly billed the city for. Thousands of dollars were spent on lavish meals and liquor, but it's a $67 charge that Davis made to Pre-Op, Canada's premier gay lifestyle store and sex shop, while on a recruiting trip that has gotten the most attention. So apparently he was really behaving like a conservative while spending $170,000 of state taxpayer money on his whatever lavish parties that he wanted to throw. The mayor said that he didn't remember what he bought while he was at the shop.
Yeah, right.
At this point, he says, my goal is to ensure that for the next year and a half that the city continues to grow, he said, refusing to step down. I will evaluate whether I will run again as mayor at a later time. Now, I don't think he should step down because he's gay. I don't really care what his sexual preferences are. But
right. The fact that he took the taxpayer credit card, the government credit card, and, you know, used it for whatever he wanted as his own personal piggy bank is why he should step down.
Yeah, exactly. But he's not. He's just going to keep on going, and you know, maybe he can actually distract the media from talking about the $170,000
right,
by talking about how he's
be
gay.
So, yeah, sure, everybody's going to be so upset about this,
yeah.
Or one way or the other. Someone's
going to be upset. Some of his former supporters are probably upset about it. And really, I mean, who could possibly like the fact that he spent $170,000 of, I mean, because I don't think anyone can support that. So, I mean, the idea that this guy is going to continue on in his operation as mayor and presumably try to salvage a political career out of this is just incredible. Just the hubris of some of these people. But you have to wonder about people like this. because he's not the first politician who's been sort of caught red-handed, so to speak, you know, in whatever his particular sexual belief systems or sexual desires are. I mean, there have been these other guys that have spoken very loudly about being very anti-gay and being, you know, homophobic and just despicable in their rhetoric. But then all of a sudden one of them gets caught, you know, touching another guy's shoe in the bathroom, which is, I don't remember what his name was, but I don't know if you guys recall that story.
He was from Idaho, actually. I cannot remember his name, but he was in office while we lived there. So
was it the butt out guy? Butt out.
I remember.
There was this politician. I think he was probably a Republican. I wasn't old enough to know or care, but he just had this really awful kind of redneck commercial, and he used to say, like, well, they say we should do this, and you know what I say? Butt out.
Well, I don't know if that was him, but the news story was about how there was some politician who was, you know, touching someone else's shoe or whatever in a bathroom stall.
Right.
And I guess that's code for I want to have sex with you or something like that. I mean, I don't really know, but that's what the news was that came out. And, well, shocking, he was one of these anti-gay rhetoric guys, too. So it really makes you wonder about all these politicians who make such a big deal about other people's sexual proclivities, as though there's something wrong with it, as though there's a problem. Was it this Perry guy that's like very anti-gay now in the Republican?
Yeah, Rick Perry, I believe, is one of them among, you know,
the gays
Michelle
are
Bachman
taking over the
well,
military.
And I think Romney is to some extent. I heard that he had like a dinner party crashed by a gay military member.
Really?
Or something.
No,
yeah.
He crashed a gay military. Here's what happened.
Okay.
There was an ex-military guy who was on a date with his boyfriend, and while his boyfriend was in the bathroom, Mitt Romney sat down and tried to pitch his anti-gay agenda.
Just at some restaurant?
Yeah, and this guy turned out to be gay.
Was he like dressed like a military guy?
I'm not sure, but I saw the story, the news story. It's pretty funny. Just
Well, I haven't seen that
one.
Yeah,
I'll have to look into that now. That is pretty humorous.
But you have to wonder, like, what's going on with their psychology? Is it some sort of bizarre repression?
I mean, and maybe since they were raised to have this belief and they grew up with these feelings that contradict each other, so the belief and their feelings are kind of having this internal struggle within them, and they, you know, get upset about it and try to hide it, I guess. And so maybe
they feel like they can repress it by being as openly anti that particular
right. Or maybe it's the
idea.
Witch hunt sort of mentality where if you point the finger at somebody else, at least they're not looking at you.
Perhaps so. Your thoughts are certainly welcome on this conversation as to what's going on, you know, behind their what's going on in their mind. What are they thinking? 855-450-FREE. Maybe you've been in a situation like this. Maybe at one time you were like this guy and very anti-gay with rhetoric, perhaps, but then secretly you're actually gay. What's that like? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can also bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com? Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free for anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Luther.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. And the holidays, well, they're coming up fast. However, whether you can get something delivered by Christmas or not is another question. But that doesn't mean that you don't want to consider how to help your family out on into the future, like with wisefoodstorage.com. Family or friends, this is a good gift, a really good gift that you can give your loved ones, because it's peace of mind. Having something to fall back on in an emergency situation, whether it be, you know, a hurricane or it be some sort of a blizzard situation, you know, being able to have food stored away is pretty important. Wisefoodstorage.com can help you. You can call them at 855-FOODWISE today and get a free entree sample. These products are great. I've had a few of them myself. I've enjoyed them. Luther, you've had some as well?
Yep.
Do you like it?
It's tasty.
It really is, especially considering that these things are sealed away in metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life.
That is quite surprising for how good they are,
right?
The quality.
You wouldn't expect that for something that's going to last 25 years, but it is that good, and you prepare them in just minutes simply by adding water. Go ahead, get a free entree sample. Try it out for yourself. You'll see that we aren't BSing you. Go to wisefoodstorage.com or call them at 855-FOODWISE today, and when you're ready to place an order, use code FTL and get yourself free shipping and 10% off as well. So 855-FOODWISE, wisefoodstorage.com. as we continue here. So the news is about, well, there's a lot of news, but what we're talking about right now is this character, Republican mayor from Mississippi, Greg Davis, who ran on one of these family values, I don't like them gays, kind of typical Republican pound the Bible platforms. And, you know, turns out he's gay. And I think it's okay that he's gay. That's good. Good for you, man. I'm glad you're finally comfortable enough with your sexuality to come out about it. That's good. But I'm sorry that you spent so many years of your life trying to repress your sexuality, and not only repress your sexuality in your own life, in whatever way that would manifest, but also to foist your particular belief system upon other human beings.
Right.
That's where I take issue with this guy.
I wonder if it's like, excuse me, if, you know, some people are like pathological liars and they tell so many lies that they like start, you can tell a lie so many times that you will start to believe that it really happened or it is true. You know, I wonder if like maybe he was hoping that if he played this part for long enough, he would turn, he would go un-gay.
Well, there is like a movement within the kind of the Christian right to try to
right.
de-gayize people, or for lack of a better term, un-gay them. And they're not very successful. I've been listening to the folks over at Prometheus Unchained at flamingfreedom.com. And there have been studies that have been done where, you know, like 80% of the guys that go into this program come back out and, you know, they find a new partner while they're in the program, that kind of thing.
Sure.
So, yeah, it's the idea that you can change somebody from that particular...
From who they are?
Yeah, from whoever they've been growing up being and who they how they feel. I mean, it just doesn't work.
The concept
work.
Irritates right. me because when you think about the nature of sexuality... It's not something you choose. It just is. You know what I mean? It's not. So to suggest that you can just change who you're sexually attracted to is retarded. It doesn't make any sense.
It comes from the belief, and I believe it's a mistaken belief, that it's a choice.
It's not a choice.
Right, it's not. I mean, if you talk to gay people, they'll tell you that. They'll tell you they've always felt that way.
Would somebody choose that life? I mean, if you had a choice.
To choose to be hated?
Yeah, to choose
right.
to be in a minority where people harass you. And I mean, I guess there's probably a few people out there who would want to be different. Or whatever, and maybe would like it, but I think a lot of them would tell you they would choose otherwise.
Which is generally why they keep it in the
closet.
It can
be a very hard life.
Some of them. And I think it's great when folks, you know, can come out, and I feel like nowadays it's certainly easier than it was, you know, even two or three decades ago
sure.
to come out. I think that's good. But I think it's really dangerous when people repress their, you know, sexual predilections and in the ways that we're seeing here where these people are trying to pass laws to control other people, and then you get all this controversy about gay marriage, etc. And I like what Ron Paul says when he said on the Tonight Show the other night that the government should get out of marriage entirely, and he got huge cheers for that.
Yeah
That's
that was
it should be.
That was a great interview, but yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's got to be emotionally damaging to you, especially when you finally come to that realization yourself. You know, that's got to be the hardest moment for you. You know, like, okay, these people who I've hated forever and ever, you know, I'm one of them. You know, do I hate myself? You
but
know,
I wonder how, which
where
came
do I go
first.
From here? Sure, sure.
What
like,
do you mean?
Well, whether you realized you were gay or whether you hated them first.
You know what I mean? Like,
the self-hating gay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, did he start hating gay people because he was gay and he realized it, or, you know what I mean?
Interesting. I'd love to know what you think at 855-453. You can also bring up anything. We've got ICE 2020 on the line. You're on Free Talk Live calling from North Carolina. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yep. This is ICE 2020. How you doing? I listened to y'all guys for like 3 years.
Excellent.
Every day straight. And
thanks.
I like y'all show. It's pretty good. I don't agree with a lot of y'all stuff, of course, but I still listen because I got the right to on the singing. But when I listen to y'all guys talk about Ron Paul all the time, I do realize that when Ron Paul talked about dismantling civil rights legislation, it turns a lot of blacks off. It's a long time for blacks to get a little bit of laws passed so they can be treated equally because the free market wasn't creating that. You realize that, right?
Well, what is it that he said that is so upsetting, in your opinion?
Well, him and Rand Paul pretty much said they would turn back 1964 Voting Acts, right, and the 1965 Civil Rights Act, because a person, if you go into anybody's establishment, they should be able to determine who they want in their establishment or not, which is true. They can do that. But to say a person can't be in an establishment simply because they're black. Now, y'all guys are white, so I understand how y'all feel, but from a black person's point of view, it's a totally different perspective. You realize that, right?
Well, you do. I get what you're saying, and do you understand that Ron Paul would also oppose the laws that segregated people?
That's not the point. I don't think he's that's not what I hear from him. What I hear from him is that the Tenth Amendment says state rights can tell us a state can do anything they want to do, which sounds great, but in theory, that was the problem in the first place. The states were saying that Baskin Murray or whatever, they're making all types of laws based on how the state predominantly felt about the people in that state. And the federal government had to step in and say, hold up, y'all guys, everybody's equal. Because, see, first of all, I'm equal to all men. You know what I mean? My color is irrelevant.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. So I'd like to know why you would want to go into, why would you want to patronize a store run by a racist?
That's not the point. That's not the point. The point is, just by definition, we are equal, right?
I agree.
So why do, you know what I mean? So that being said, they meant they had to put stuff on the books just to say that I'm equal to you.
Hey.
Now, why would you want to take that off the books? I'm not equal?
Well, I understand.
Well, just because it's written down on paper doesn't make it true. I'd say it's true because...
No, but see, we can't...
Okay.
We're talking about law here. We're talking about statute. We're talking about, you can't... In other words, I can't just harm you because I don't like you. I just can't hurt you because you don't like me as a black person. That doesn't make sense, and it's not constructive. It's just destructive, matter of fact.
Well, I like black people just fine, so I mean, I don't want you to put any words in anyone's mouth. I mean, I don't think anyone here has any problem with...
I'm talking about me. I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
I'm talking about Ice 2020.
So, obviously, I can't speak for Ron Paul, right? Ice 2020? Like, I'm not Ron Paul, so I can't say exactly what Ron Paul would say here. But I can say, as somebody who kind of understands, I think, that position, that, like, I get it, man. It must not have been easy back in the day for people that were black, no doubt about it. However, I don't support using violence to change things, okay? And so the states were using violence when it came to segregation laws and laws that, that for instance, forced people to ride at the back of the bus. You know, this was a policy that was forced upon private bus companies back in the, you know, in the times in which we're speaking. And I'd like to bring you back here in a moment to continue this discussion here in a moment, because Ron Paul wouldn't support those laws either. And I certainly don't support those laws. I don't think the state has a right to tell people who they can and can't service, whether they have to service certain people or whether they can't service other people. I don't think the state belongs in that discussion at all. 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning, right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquid extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today. Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That is brought to you by Staples CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 per month. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, use any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right on our secure website, and that $3 will be invested into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board as well. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com. And Ice 2020 is still with us, thankfully, calling from North Carolina, asking what I consider to be a really good and tough question, and that is about Ron Paul's apparent stance about the repeal of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Ice 2020, are you back there with us?
Yes, I'm still here. This is Ian, right?
Yep, you're speaking with Ian, and Julia and Luther are also here tonight. So what I wanted to do here was share something with you. I just looked during the break there for Ron Paul's statements on this matter, and he has indeed said on the floor of the House that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 did not improve race relations or enhance freedom. All you need to do, he said in an interview with MSNBC, is to repeal the Jim Crow laws. Now, you must be familiar with the Jim Crow laws, yes?
Right, Jim Crow took place in the turn of the century after the Reconstruction. But what I'm talking about is just the fact, the simple fact that, like I said, I can't speak for all blacks.
Well, Jim Crow laws took place between 1876 and 1965, according to Wikipedia. So I wouldn't quite call that the turn of the century, exactly. That's a pretty big swath of time.
I see what you're saying. But it did take place after the Civil War, basically. Not Jim Crow laws was written, the blacks were free. Then as time went on, there was other laws written in other states that sort of like made a separate based on how they felt. I don't know all the details. But I do know, like I said, I can't speak for all blacks and you can't speak for Ron Paul, but I can say without a doubt that the reason that a lot of blacks in particular turned away from the Libertarian Party, I listen to y'all guys all the time, even though I'm a diehard liberal. I got some good ideas, but in general, kind of hard to convince a black person to turn the clock back. Now, you know, but despite what he said, it's apparent that them laws was written for a reason.
Well, wait a minute. You think it would turn the clock back? Like if the Civil Rights Act were gone tomorrow and people could discriminate at their businesses, I mean, what do you really think that would change?
I would say that type of behavior would be intolerable in the modern age. Like, I can't imagine anybody who would put up with that.
Nobody I know.
Right. Just because, first of all, the law's not going to be changed. Let's be realistic about it.
I think that's realistic.
The point I'm trying to say, right, it's very distasteful to blacks in general for someone even to say that. I think you're missing my point. I think I was trying to tell you why a lot of blacks do not go towards Ron Paul. And I'm telling you, because his stance on legislation is not even, it's irrelevant what he thinks. But when he says it, it makes people think that maybe he wants, like he may not even, I can't read his mind. He may not feel that way. He may not have no animosity towards people in black. But when a person says things like that, It paints the picture. I'm sorry, it does.
I can see where you're coming from, that maybe just saying that sort of implies something else.
Sure, and of course people are going to hear a sound bite and they're not going to ask. Right, so Ice 2020, people are going to hear the sound bite and they're not going to ask for clarification. I think you're right. Any time that you take a controversial stance and somebody doesn't want to take the time to learn more about it, then you know they're going to jump to a conclusion.
Well,
and that conclusion.
Obama's not any working. It's like the President Obama. President Obama, which I'm a diehard liberal, I support the president, but he's not taking any effort to go to the black communities because he's going to have a black vote anyway. So why should he take the time out to go to the black community? He got to focus on what he's going to get. So Ron Paul is focused on things like, I'm sorry, right, but a lot of y'all guys y'all seem like y'all playing the victim role. Everybody's a victim now. Black victims, Spanish victims, white victims. It's like everybody's a victim now. That's the impression I'm getting.
Who's playing the victim role exactly?
It's like everybody's playing the victim role.
Yeah, I guess
like
I see that.
A victim.
Sure. Everybody, you know, thinks somebody else is doing wrong to them, you know.
The government is wrong.
With the Christians, you know, it's like the war on Christmas thing with atheists and Muslims. It's that they're being persecuted by Christians, you know, with the blacks, it's the whites, or with the Latinos, it might be that the whites don't want them there, or the whites think the Latinos are trying to invade, that kind of stuff. Yeah, so everybody's trying to victimize themselves. I get what you're saying.
Well, okay, but the thing I disagree with what you're saying, look, Ice 2020, I totally understand what you're saying about people hearing a soundbite and thinking something, but Ron Paul's not out there as part of his campaign platform saying, let's get rid of the Civil Rights Act. That the only time that ever comes up is when some interviewer wants to make him look bad. They ask him that question, and he's going to be honest with how he feels, so he tells you what he really thinks about it, and then, you know, that blows up into whatever controversy comes out of that. So that's not a campaign item for him. He's not trying to get in there and repeal that. That's just people are asking him how he feels about it, and he's simply explaining, look, I think the market can handle these things, and we don't need to have, you know, the force of government in there. Huh?
I don't think the market can handle it, and it sounds like it's sincere. No, it sounds like insincere. When he does that, it sounds kind of, you know, like he's not even consider the feelings of a certain, the whole segment of people. But I can't read the man mind. I'm just going by how it sounds.
Do you think that if you don't think the market could have eliminated the market could have handled this, then do you support the Civil War?
No, the market could have. If the market could have did it, it would have did it. So the market would not have done it.
Matter of fact, they did it in the North?
How could the market have done it when the government was there? Hold on. Ice 2020. How could the market have done it when the government was there forcing the market to behave in a certain way by forcing segregation?
No. First of all, we're talking about two different things. You said slavery. Okay.
No. We can talk about either one if you want to. Which one do you want to talk about?
I know you got other things to do, but basically what I'm saying is that the reason that a lot of people of color, because I can't just say black, but mostly black, have nothing against Ron Paul, but it seems very insensitive to say things about turning the clocks on certain legislation that a lot of blacks have lost.
I get what you're saying. We've already agreed. I understand what you're saying. He's got his position. People don't want to look into it. They don't want to learn more about it. They just hear a soundbite and they make a decision about it. And I'm trying to dig into the issue with you here. So do you want to talk about slavery or do you want to talk about the civil rights situation? Because I can handle either one of them.
Whichever one you want to talk about. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So I'm just wondering, I mean, you seem to, if you think it's okay to use force to solve problems between people, because that's what I'm hearing from you, because that's what the Civil Rights Act was. It was, you know, essentially force of the federal government. Then you also support the Civil War.
No, first of all, I think you need to check your facts on that. I think it's started about 1954. When the government wasn't doing a whole lot about civil rights injustices, so people started becoming activists, so they started, like, the boycotts in Birmingham, Alabama, and stuff like that.
Boycotts I support. I support boycotts.
And then, when people were trying to exercise their right to be activists, the government had to step in to protect those people because the locals would beat them up. So I think you're getting it wrong.
Well, I mean, if somebody's actually being protected, then that's fine. Yeah, I mean, I support people being protected.
You seen the old footages? I'm a little older than you guys, but you seen the old footages about the water hoses and the dogs and stuff like that?
Sure, sure. It's horrible.
It stops some people from being abused. You know what I mean? So it depends on what perspective of force you mean: protection or aggression.
Well, what I was talking about is the force that is being threatened on people who are, you know, now unable to discriminate in their place of business. Now, I don't support discrimination, but I support someone's right to set whatever rules they want for their own business, even if I disagree with those rules. So if somebody wants to have a women's only club, then I support their right to have that club. I mean, I don't want to go there.
You're painting a very broad brush in, because now we're talking about, we got laws, right? Because if we didn't have laws, I know you guys call yourself anarchists sometimes.
I do not call myself an anarchist. I don't know about Julia and Luther.
And if you don't have laws, you have a certain amount of anarchy. And sometimes in order to make sure those laws are followed, you got a certain rules, because people won't follow those laws.
So do you think all laws should be followed?
I mean, yes. Some laws should be, yeah.
Some laws or all?
I think most laws, I think that's, most laws are somewhat reasonable, and they have a reason. Some of them are antiquated. For the most part, you know what I mean? Just to have some water. Yeah. Just to have water, yeah. I believe that.
What about the runaway slave laws of the 1800s? Should they have been followed?
And those laws were bad, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with you, but they were changed.
Bad laws should be disobeyed, and so I support the disobeying of those bad laws.
Was Harriet Tubman a bad person because she didn't follow that law?
Well, no, he doesn't like those laws, so he's okay with not following those laws. I'll tell you what, Ice, hold on. I want to bring you back here. I think it's an important conversation. I don't know if we're having much of a conversation, but there's certainly ideas being thrown out here. I still haven't gotten a straight answer from ICE as to whether or not he supports the Civil War. I really would like to hear about that. Do you think that 600,000 people had to die in order to set the slaves free back then? 855-453. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
BigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at BigEdPress.com.